From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 23rd. Coming up, climate change is having a range of effects across the Midwest, including warmer winters and more extreme weather. Farmers are feeling the effects. That story from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' Democratic House Speaker is optimistic cooler heads will prevail after what he called a productive meeting with the House's Republican leader. Alex Degman reports.
Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch said yesterday lawmakers of different parties must find ways to work with each other.
Not only is this how the democratic process should work, it's what the people of our state expect and deserve.
Minority Leader Jim Durkin agreed.
How many times have people said, what are they doing? We should give the people who are watching us that opportunity to realize that we're serious people who all have something in common.
Last week, a Democratic representative said she felt threatened when a Republican heatedly confronted her over mask rules. The ensuing fallout helped prompt the leaders' meeting. I'm Alex Dagman.
Decatur Public Schools has received $50 million in federal COVID-19 relief. The district only spends about twice that amount in a typical year. The money is helping DPS check off items long on its wish list, like before and after school classes. Ashley Grained directs strategic planning and programming for the district. She says DPS hopes to address pandemic learning loss through the program.
Each student enrolled, we will be able to track how hopefully they have done compared to those students not enrolled, hopefully looking at students that attended over 70% of the year, and not just on half days.
Students spend 45 minutes a day on academics like reading help. They also eat dinner and can work on robotics, art, and music. But all this federal relief has an end date of September 2024. Grained says if the program works, DPS will look for other public and private grants to pay for it. As the community celebrates Lunar New Year, the Champaign Public Library has opened an art exhibit to mark the Year of the Tiger. Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
Modern Chinese lanterns with golden tassels hang from the library's ceiling, while a crouching tiger pasted on the window welcomes visitors. Local artist Adrian Binky Donnelly designed the installation. She says the display honors Champaign-Urbana's large number of Asian people who play an important role in the community. Donnelly, who is not Asian, says she and her team studied the holiday's traditions to avoid being disrespectful.
This was a big opportunity to either do something amazing or do something to really upset people that are not part of my culture.
The exhibit will be on display throughout the coming weeks. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported two additional deaths from COVID-19 yesterday. Both were men, one in his 60s and the other in his 70s. That brings the countywide death toll to 282. Health officials reported 61 new COVID-19 cases yesterday in the county. The number of active cases rose slightly to 320. 30 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana, the lowest number since mid-November. Two of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, a look at the changing winter climate in the Midwest and how it's affecting farmers. That story from Harvest Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
The psychological thriller Vienna Blood has returned for a second season of mystery mixed with a bit of philosophy, science, and art. Dr. Max Lieberman and Detective Inspector Oscar Reinhardt solve three major mysteries during this season. Max's extraordinary skills of perception and Oscar's determination serve them well as they tackle cases involving a Hungarian countess, a foreign plot, and a monastery. You can stream the entire first and second season now as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Across much of the U.S., winter is not as cold as it used to be. In Illinois, the average winter temperature is about 5 degrees warmer than it was in 1970. It's 4 degrees warmer in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. As Shayla Farzan reports, warmer winters are changing how some farmers grow their crops.
On a frigid winter morning, Liz Graysnack cracks open the door of a greenhouse, letting out a rush of warm, earthy-smelling air. She carefully peels back a layer of cloth on the ground, revealing rows of tiny sprouts.
That's the delphinium plants. Boink. These little dudes right there.
This is just one of four greenhouses that Graysnack has at her organic farm near Columbia, Missouri. Inside, she's able to grow delicate, high-value crops, like flowers and spinach. Graysnack says these greenhouses help protect plants from extreme swings in weather, something she's noticed is happening more frequently.
We don't get a couple of inches of snow. We get 18 inches of snow all at once. And then in 5 days, it's 70 degrees again. Like, that's devastating to a vegetable farm.
Data show extreme weather is just one of the many effects of climate change across the U.S. For farmers like Graysnack, another major change is warmer winters. The four hottest Januaries on record have all occurred since 2016. Amy Butler is a climate scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says winter is warming faster than any other season, based on data going back to the late 1800s. But, she says, cold weather will still happen.
Less cold does not mean never cold. It just means that really cold weather will happen less often and be less severe or persistent in the future.
These warmer winters have ripple effects in agriculture, says Dennis Totty, director of the USDA Midwest Climate Hub in Ames, Iowa. One of the effects is on soils. Totty says Midwestern soil is fertile because historically it freezes every year, which stops bacteria and other organisms from breaking it down.
As the winter's warm, we have a longer period of time where that is unfrozen, or we have more of the area that it never freezes. So the soils can kind of break down. So we start losing more of that good nutrient value in those soils.
When soils don't freeze, it can also help crop pests survive the winter and allow them to expand into new regions. But when it comes to agriculture in the Midwest, one of the most noticeable results of climate change right now is longer growing seasons. Richard Oswald's family has been farming in northwest Missouri on the Nebraska border since the 1840s.
When I was a kid, my dad had a firm rule, you don't plant corn before the 12th of May. And the reason for that is the right time to plant corn is when oak leaves are the size of squirrel's ears. That's when the season starts.
Now, Oswald says, he and other farmers plant corn a month earlier, in mid-April. That's partly because they're planting hardier varieties now. But he says the weather also warms up a lot sooner than it used to. These longer growing seasons can result in higher yields. Still, Oswald says he worries climate change will make farming much harder in the future. He's been thinking about it more and more since 2019, when catastrophic flooding swamped his farm and childhood home. From his pickup truck, he points to where the water stood for months.
From the Nebraska bluffs behind us to the Missouri bluffs in front of us, it was all water.
Oswald lost about 26,000 bushels of corn in that flood, some of which is still rotting on the ground at his farm. He says farmers rely on science and data every day to grow their crops, and the data show climate change is happening. But in his community, not many people will discuss it.
They don't want to use the word climate change. Yeah, it's been hot, but I don't want to call it climate change. Or it's been wet, but I wouldn't say it's climate change.
Having these frank discussions is hard, he says, but it will help them better prepare for what's coming. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Shayla Farzon.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 28 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Sydney Wood, and Shayla Farzon. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.